VHC Mobile.
And KN4 VWA Mobile.
Nice. I believe HHC was in there first. Hello, Steve. Anyway, just got in the car here, headed to his friend's house to help him work on some radio stuff. But anyway, I turned over to HHC. Your call's familiar. I ought to know who you are. But I can't remember your name. Never do. Go ahead.
November 4 Hotel, Hotel Charlie. Warren is my name, and we've talked before, but I'm in the car, so not a clue. Can't look it up. Can't check the log. Can't do anything. But we're over here in the Dacusville area, coming back from a client over here. So got a repeater, seems to have a good path into here. That's good because there's about zero cell activity in this area.
And I'm over here in Spartanburg, running down some errands and taking care of some taxes and just in general keeping mama happy. Man. So where are you, Bill?
It's my house. And I'm getting ready to turn on Anderson Ridge Road.
Hey, I don't know where you live, and you just turned on to Anderson Ridge Road?
Yeah.
South Carolina.
I live out in the county. My mailing address is Spencerville. I live off, not too far from East Georgia Road. And as a crow flies, probably a couple of miles from Woodruff Road.
Do you know, up there at the far end where Anderson Ridge Road comes into Batesville Road, there's a road up there, Circle Road.
Matter of fact, I'll be going by it in just a few minutes.
How about that? Before they passed, my mom and dad lived down there off of Bateswood, off of Circle Road. How about that? So you live down at the other end.
I live. There's, let's put it this way. I live not far off of East Georgia. So, if you turned onto East Georgia off of Wade Hampton, and then you go by the creek and the waste treatment plant, and you go up the hill. Once you get off the top of the hill, you make a left. That's the coachman. Make the first left, and not. I live in the subdivision back there.
Did I hear that right? East Georgia Road to Wade Hampton?
No, you didn't hear me right. No. No. So, east. If you're on Wade Hampton, I mean, if you're on, I'm trying to take the road now. senior moment. But anyway, if you turn on to East Georgia, and you're going towards the waste treatment plant, and you go up the hill, you get up on the hill, and you make a left. Then that's Coachman Drive. Then you make a left on Georgia's Hideaway, and that's the road I live on.
Yeah, I know that area well. How about that? It's a small world. Now, who is it that has his house for sale up towards Tron?
Let's pick up the other station. HHC, you're going to have to give me your name again. I couldn't remember yours either, so... I think you already got my name. It's Bill. So give us your name again. Over.
I don't feel too bad. my name's Warren. Whiskey Alpha Romeo Romeo Echo November. And I think I heard Steve in there. So we're here coming out of Dacusville, heading towards 276, right around Marietta. And then we'll be turning and heading back in towards TR and on over to Taylor's where I live, over.
Out there at the big intersection in Slater, Marietta, at the Speaks and all that good stuff.
I come out just before that. I think it's 186 that I'm on right now, but I might be wrong. It Spinks and intersections, it's close, but it's still up the road just maybe a half a mile or so.
Okay, that is really pretty country up there. Go ahead, Bill.
Yeah, that is pretty country. I tell you, today is a pretty, pretty day. It's going to get really hot, but even right now, it's really nice out here. I mean, it's sunshiny, but it feels like the humidity's down. I could be wrong, but it's just, there's something about the air. It's got a little bit of fall in it, and this morning definitely did. When I walked the dog early this morning, it was so pleasant, nice breeze. Just super breeze, and it felt good. It felt like, oh my goodness, I think fall is really coming. Dacusville. I haven't been up there in quite a while. I used to go up to the old farm days, and I used to enjoy looking at the tractors and those old pumps they used to have, the single stroke pumps, and I don't know if they still have it anymore. I expect this year a lot of that stuff is postponed, but I always enjoy going up to that area. And let's see. Yeah, I can't remember last time I talked to you, Warren. It's been a long time. And I'm not too far from Circle Drive here right now, Steve. Over.
Yep, Mom and Dad lived over there for like 30 years. They really enjoyed that area. Yeah, I tell you what, buddy of mine has old tractors and such, and he usually takes his stuff over to those farm days at Dacusville. They also do one over, they used to do one over at Pendleton. Do they still do either one of them?
I'm familiar with the one in Pendleton. I used to live in Pendleton when I was going to Clemson. And I know at least 10 years after, I know at least in the mid-80s, they were still having it. I have no clue if they have it now.
Well, I know they had it up until a couple of years ago, but I hadn't heard anything out of it in the last couple of years. He's got his old tractors, old McCormick's and Allison's, and he's got a couple of those little, remember those little hit-and-miss motors?
Talking about the single-stroke motors, they use, a lot of times they use them for pumps. They'd use them with belt drives for all kinds of tractors and farm equipment. At least they used to, depending how big they were. Yes. They're always amazing to me. Big old flywheels on them. And a couple. Just, I guess you can still buy them as collector's items, you know, probably kid or something. But I don't know if there's much of a use for them anymore. Maybe there is. Go ahead, Warren.
Pulled out on 276. That road is 186. So you could look up the road away and see the other intersection there, Steve. So guess it's not too far up. But so I'm approaching 414, and be going by that right on into TR, and then I'll probably cut over to Taylor's, maybe over in that area. I don't know. Might have to go through Cherrydale. It's kind of a busy time, though. So anyway, it is a beautiful day, and glad to Glad to be alive. This is N4HHC.
BWA. Yeah, I tell folks every time I get ready to go, I say, you know, I'm glad you got to see me today. Of course, I'm just glad to be seen.
That's true. Some people aren't seen anymore. That's a good thought.
Hell, Sue, after this summer, it seems like it has been really, really hot this summer. And I can't wait for fall. I hope, you know, with the right amount of rain, which it looks like we've had, I hope we get a really nice run of fall colors.
Great. I'm looking forward to that. I'm hoping to get up on the parkway here this fall. It seems like every year slips by and I don't get up there, and then it's too late. Anyway, so I'm really hoping to get up there. I just cleaned up. I had an old high gain 11 element. No, it's not a high gain. It's a Cushcraft 11 element 2-meter beam. Cleaned it all up, put in all new stainless steel hardware on it. Was checking it out yesterday on the 6-1 repeater. Boy, it really is performing nice. So that'd be pretty neat to take up there on the parkway and see where you could reach. This is N4HHC. Let's see, Bill. Is it N4IQ? Give me your call again, Bill.
You got her mind. You had it correct. And for years, I mean, gosh, since the 60s, I've been going up to like Mount Mitchell, go to the parking lot, set up a 6-meter 3-element beam, a small 2-element beam, and operate from up there on VHF contest. And it is loads of fun. You don't want to bring up repeaters up there because you get about 6 at one time, as you probably know. Yep. Well, I'm not far from my destination here, so I'm going to go ahead and sign. Hope both of you guys have a good day and get everything done that you want to get done and need to get done. And I think this weekend we're supposed to have some really nice days, like low 80s for the highs. I think the worst thing about this summer, we've had a fair amount of clouds and quite a bit of rain, like you're saying, Steve. I think the biggest problem has been the humidity. I mean, there's been a lot of days where, you know, you might have upper 80s, and if humidity wasn't so high, it wouldn't be too bad. But, you know, with the humidity as bad as it's been, I mean, the heat index could easily be well over 100, even if you're in the upper 80s. So I think that's been the worst problem. All right, 73, so I'll turn it over to you, Steve. Go ahead and take it in. 4IQ, this will be my final.
Before you go there, I don't know if you know it or not listening to me on the radio, but I installed an 857D with a ATAS 120 automatic screwdriver antenna on my truck. And that's one reason I'm hoping we're going to have really good fall colors this year, because I'm going to take this thing up on Mount Mitchell and see what I can do on a little bit of DX. So that ought to be interesting. Bill, you have a good day, buddy. I hope you get all your stuff done. And I'm just about to destinate over here at the tax office, Warren. I'm going to go ahead and back on out of here, too. So, N4IQ and W4HHC, I believe it was, Warren. Correct me if I'm wrong. I am going to be clear after your final.
Bill, 73, and Steve, we don't want to interfere with you at the tax office. You make sure you pay every penny. Oh, boy. Man, yeah, and the call is November 4, Hotel Charlie. All right, going through TR here, so We'll be home here in maybe 10 minutes. 73, guys. Good to talk with you. N4HHC.